Okay, tonight we're going to learn about cooking milk products in a meat pot, or meat products in a milk pot, when the food is osur, when the pot is osur, it needs to be kosher or whatever. There's not too much halachas here. First of all, we're basically talking about a pot that's clean. Because if the pot's not clean, then there's not too much of a shaila that it becomes treif, unless if the pot is assumed to have been cleaned, and it's not a filthy, dirty pot that you didn't clean since the last time you used it to cook whatever. But you washed it, we assume then that the residue that may be there, right, you're not sure about. You pretty much cleaned it, and you assume that you got everything, but that there's more than 60 times the amount of what you cooked. If you cooked a whole pot full, then what's left? So the residue is not a problem if you know that you cleaned the pot and you're just not sure if you got everything or not. If it's a clean pot, then it makes a difference if the pot has been used within... let's go back one second. If, however, you're just making a little bit in that pot, and it's possible if you didn't clean it well, that there's residue that is more than 60, what's it called? There's less than 60 times as much, according to the residue, then that could be a problem too. Okay. But if you fill a whole pot full and the possibility of residue is very small, that's not an issue. So what is the issue? If the pot had been used for hot milchiks, let's take a milchik pot, and now you're going to end up cooking meat in it. Okay. Real meat, or things with meat in it, gravy, sauce, whatever with meat in it. So if the pot had not been used for hot milchiks within 24 hours, okay, hot milchiks means that yad soledes bo from a kli rishon wasn't in it, it wasn't, obviously didn't cook it on the fire up till yad soledes bo, or even if something was poured into it, that was yad soledes, but you poured hot milk into that pot within 24 hours, then the halacha is the following. If you cook now meat in that pot, so there is kemat not a possibility that there is enough meat, enough what's it called, meat to cancel out the milk that was absorbed into the sides of the pot. There's usually never enough in a pot to be 60 times the volume of the entire surface area of the pot, but it could be. So that's not relevant how much meat there was or whatever. If the pot was used within 24 hours for hot milchiks, then the meat is osur, the pot is treif, and has to be kashered. And the meat is osur both to what's it called to eat, and you're not allowed to have any enjoyment from it. Throw it out, bury it, get rid of it in some way that that it won't come to anybody to use it. Can't even feed it to your dog. Okay. If the pot had not been used within 24 hours for hot milchiks, it's a milchik pot, but the last time you use it, even if you use it for cold milchiks, or lukewarm milchiks, but not hot milchiks, hot meaning yatzo lettuce boat, and it hadn't been used within 24 hours, then the halacha is the following. This halacha of 24 hours, what's the magical... Chazal said that after 24 hours, it could be before that, but at least after 24 hours, the taste, not the food itself, but we're talking now about the taste that was absorbed into the pot. Okay, the food isn't there anymore. There's no mamash, like we said. If there is, then it's a different problem. Only the taste that went into the pot. After 24 hours, that taste becomes pogum. It becomes a negative taste, a blemish taste. There's a better word for it, but for now, it's nifgam. It's but whatever. Okay. The halacha, therefore, is that it no longer is treif from the Torah. Pogum tam right, is no longer considered milk or meat, it's pogum. And therefore, it doesn't prohibit the meat. What went back into the meat was a blemished taste of milk, since it had been more than 24 hours, and doesn't prohibit the meat. The meat is okay. However, now the meat went into this milchike pot, so there's milchiks and fleishiks in the pot. The pot has to be kosher. How to kosher it, we'll get in a different time. But the pot has to be kosher. Same thing the opposite way. You had a fleishike pot that you used within 24 hours with hot fleishiks, and now you put milchiks in it, right? So the milchiks is osur, can't eat that thing, you have to throw it away, can't have any benefit from it, and you you'll have to kasher the pot. If the pot wasn't used for hot fleishiks within 24 hours, and you cooked milk in it, the milk is permitted, the pot is treif and has to be kashered. Such a pot for svardin is okay to use for parv. If it wasn't used for 24 hours and now it has a meat taste, you can use it for parv after that. For Ashkenazim, you have to kasher the pot. The pot's considered treif and you can't use it until you kasher. What else could possibly be here?
Is that all the condition that you did this b'dieved?
No. Wait, doesn't make a difference. What do you mean? L'chatchila, you can't cook milk in...
No, l'chatchila, you took out a pot, the meat pot, you didn't use in 24 hours, and you want to make some milk like something?
No, for sure.
Only b'dieved.
It's only b'dieved. It's whether it be mutter, if you did it on purpose, we have a klal, v'ein b'vatlin isur l'chatchila. Here you're making a pogum l'chatchila. Tell you the truth, I'm not sure, but for sure you're not allowed to do it. But the other, it could be that the food is okay if you did it. Yeah.
If you throw away food like that anywhere that it gets into our dustbin, and the cats are going to benefit from it, is that about that, or is that a problem?
Shaila, whether benefiting hefker cats is called having hano, since that's not your intention, and you're not feeding the cats, right? You're not feeding the cats. Best thing is to put it in such a way that it's not open to the cats, that it's in a plastic bag or whatever. And the truth is that those kind of things, if there's a chance that somebody will come and benefit from it, you have to bury it. So basar b'chol. This only applies to real meat and milk, but we already learned that chicken and milk, right, is not asur b'hanah, just you're not allowed to eat it, but you can have a benefit. So if you did it with chicken, right, that was cooked in a milchika pot that had been used within 24 hours, you can feed it to your dog. Just can't eat it yourself. Okay.